Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now back up to the 9th verse, please, Matthew 6:9. They asked Jesus about praying. And He said, pray like this, after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. When we pray, we got to watch about being too casual. When people become too casual to the point of being disrespectful, it's obvious they don't know who they're talking to. The further I go in my walk with the Lord, every year it seems like I get a little bit more of a grasp of how big He is. He is awesome beyond words. You look at the mountains, you look at the oceans, you look at the sun, the moon, the universe. The one who made them is far bigger than they are. Right? Far greater, far more glorious. And He is the one you're talking to when you're praying. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy, awesome is Your name. Right? Need to remind ourselves who we're talking to, who we're coming before. You know, folks, a lot of folks would pray differently if they realized who they're talking to. I mean, if you got to go to the president's office, would you run in there and fall across his desk and go, oh, Mr. President, oh, Mr. President, oh, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President. You'd say, what? What? You go, oh, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, oh, Mr. President, Mr. President. Well, the one you're talking to, our Father which art in heaven, is far greater, right? Remember where you are. Remember you're coming boldly to the throne room. Remember who you're talking to, right? And show some reverence. Yeah, you got a right to be there, not because of what you've done, but because Jesus bought and paid for you, right? That's the only reason you and I can come boldly into the throne of grace, but we can come. I said we can come. And we can talk to Him and we can pray to Him and He'll hear us. It's an awesome thing. He'll hear us and He'll listen to us. And the first thing He said to ask for was verse 10. Ask for what? Your the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Then what is it, verse 12 and 13? He sums it up at the end by saying, for thine is what? The kingdom and the power and the glory forever. As I studied this, I was reminded and saw clearer than ever how much the church has gotten away from this. Jesus talked about the kingdom all the time. The disciples in the book of Acts and Paul and Peter and different ones in the writings, the epistles to the church, they talk about the kingdom constantly. And in the church, modern church, the kingdom is kind of a vague idea. And most of the time people are coming to church to try to get help with their lives. And basically it's, let's see if we can get some help so I can build my kingdom, my life, my career. And that's not what He said. And that's also why a lot of people's needs are not being met and things are not, because they're not seeking His kingdom and His rightness. But is it true that if you'll seek first, the Young's literal translation says, the reign of God, if you'll seek that and His rightness, all these things will be added to you. Go with me to the book of Revelation, please. Revelation 1. In Revelation 1 and verse 5, Revelation 1:5 says, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Everybody say faithful. And the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, the prince of the what? Is Jesus the King of kings and the Lord of lords? Then there are kings, plural, and there are lords, plural. Who are the kings he's king of? Who are the lords he's lord of? Four or five people that think they know. Well, you don't have to speculate. He loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. That didn't only save us from hell, that qualified us for a future with Him. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Verse 6 tells us He has made us. We didn't do it. He did it. He's made us what? Kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and what? Dominion forever and ever. Amen. We are the kings. He's king of, not my idea, we're reading Bible. We are the Lord's. He's Lord of. Whew. Revelation 5. Let's read another couple of these. Revelation 5:10. Revelation is the end of the book. It's the revelation of the future. What happens past all this? What's coming? He's made us unto our God kings and priests. Says it again. And what are we going to do with this that He's made us? We shall reign on the earth. Somebody said, I thought I was getting rid of this place, getting out of this place. It's going to be fixed for us. New heavens, new earth. And you and I are going to reign with Him. Glory to God. And it's going to be just as real as us being in Branson right here today. And the cities and places that His people will rule over were just as real as New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or Miami. Come on, are you listening? Yes. Only much nicer. But very, very real. You're not going to be sitting on a cloud with a harp whiling away the millennia, floating and strumming along. You and I will have our assignments and our appointments, and we will do it under His kingship and under His lordship. We will reign, hallelujah, with Him. Somebody say, with Him. This is not a fairy tale. This is our future. Revelation 2:26. He said, He that overcomes and keeps My works unto the end. Now keep that in mind. He that overcomes, not he that is overcome. He that overcomes and keeps My works to the end. What will he do? To him will I give power over the nations. Keep reading. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. There will be no elections. No committees. No elections. So it won't be democratic. No, it won't. It will not. He will have set different ones in different positions, and everybody will know they're in charge. That's it. Period. They'll rule with a rod of iron. As vessels of a potter shall they be broken, even as I've received of My Father. And I'll give him the morning star. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Skip down to the 17th chapter of Revelation. 17 and 14. 17:14. these shall make war with the Lamb. How many think that's the dumbest thing anybody ever did? And yet there's going to be millions that do it. And the Lamb shall overcome them. Of course He will. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings. Woo, somebody say glory to God. Well, there's coming a time when all this devil and his angel and people rebellious that have yielded to him and all of the junk that's going on in the earth, it's going to be put down and put down hard, and it's going to be the end of it forever. Glory to God. It needs to be. And the Lamb shall overcome them. Why? Because He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. And if it stopped right there, it'd be something to shout about throughout the ages. But it didn't. Somebody's with Him. Oh, come on, did you see that? There's somebody with Him. I said there's some people with Him. There's some people with Him. Somebody said, you said it three times, I got it the first time. No, you didn't. If you'd have got it, you'd be shouting. There are people with Him. Who are they? They are the kings. He's King of. They are the lords. He's Lord of. They are the ones that shall rule and reign with Him. They are the called. That's the description of the church. The ecclesia. The called out ones. You know, some years ago, I don't know exactly how I got on it, but I was thinking, praise God, you know, I answered the call and I followed the Lord. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I mean, I heard it outwardly, but inside, He said, son, I helped you to do that. I called you. I chose you. And as He said that to me, I began to realize how many times, I didn't, did you answer the first altar call that you ever heard? I didn't. He gave me several more opportunities. I didn't respond the first time I knew I was supposed to pursue the ministry. He pursued us. He called us. He chose us. And by the mercy of God, eventually we responded. Come on, are you listening? If we'd have had any smarts, we'd have jumped with both feet the first time He said something, right? We are the called. We are the chosen. We are the faithful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.